Xochimilco OD Project Abstract. Xochimilco, a unique and ancient area in the southern region of Mexico City, is much more than the iconic tourist destination of floating trajaneras and lively mariachi music. Its profound ecological and historical significance is deeply entwined with Mexico's heritage and humanity itself. This document delves into the rich history of Xochimilco, tracing back more than 2,200 years to its creation by the Xochimilco people, who developed the revolutionary Chinampa agricultural system, a marvel of human ingenuity. Through the centuries, Xochimilco has played a vital role in Mexico's development, both ecologically and culturally, navigating challenges from the Spanish conquest to modern urbanization. Despite UNESCO recognition, Xochimilco today faces an identity crisis, overshadowed by its image as a party destination, with its agricultural heritage at risk of being lost. This document underscores the urgent need to preserve this unparalleled region, reflecting on its contributions to Mexico's environmental sustainability, biodiversity, and historical narrative. The historical and cultural foundation of Xochimilco. Xochimilco's history begins with the Xochimilco people, who settled in the Valley of Mexico over 2,200 years ago. Unlike other civilizations that traditionally settled around bodies of water, the Xochimilco took a radical approach by establishing themselves within the water. They created the Chinampa system, floating agricultural islands, an innovative and sustainable method that would become a hallmark of their culture and survival. The Xochimilco were part of the seven Nahuatl-speaking tribes that migrated from the mythical land of Aztlán. Their decision to build their civilization in the middle of a vast lake, rather than around it, was revolutionary. Using carrizo, a type of Mexican bamboo, they constructed rafts that they then layered with mud and vegetation, creating fertile land on which they could grow crops. This technique allowed them to farm in the middle of Lake Xochimilco, where other civilizations might have struggled with irrigation or flooding. The Chinampa system, developed by these ancient people, stands as one of the most efficient agricultural systems in the world. This man-made ecosystem has existed for over a millennium and has played a crucial role in supporting the Xochimilco's thriving society. What made this system truly remarkable was its ability to produce up to 4 harvests a year, ensuring a continuous supply of food. The Chinampa system was so efficient that it could grow nearly any crop. Everything from tropical fruits to vegetables, and even coffee trees could flourish here. The ecosystem's productivity is further underscored by its role in supporting Mexico City's biodiversity. Even today, Xochimilco holds 12% of the country's total biodiversity. However, the Chinampas were not just a marvel of agricultural engineering. They were also a profound environmental innovation. The Xochimilco managed to anchor their floating islands using ahuehoy trees, whose massive roots dug deep into the lake bed, stabilizing the islands while enhancing the fertility of the soil. This biotechnology, developed centuries before the term existed, speaks to the incredible ingenuity of the Xochimilco people, Xochimilco, and the impact of the Spanish conquest. As centuries passed, Xochimilco became an influential civilization in the Valley of Mexico. The Xochimilco dominated the region for over 1,000 years. Far longer than the more widely known Mexica or Aztec Empire. However, with the arrival of Hernán Cortés and the Spanish conquest, the social and political landscape of Xochimilco was drastically altered. Cortés's conquest of the Mexica Empire is often attributed to his cunning ability to forge alliances with indigenous tribes that resented the Mexica's dominance. These alliances were crucial to his success, but they also signaled the beginning of the end for many indigenous cultures, including the Xochimilco. Despite this, Xochimilco's Chinampas continued to thrive under Spanish rule, their agricultural productivity recognized and preserved, even as much of Mexico was being reshaped by colonial forces. The influence of the Spanish extended beyond politics and culture, bringing with it European agricultural practices, which intermingled with the indigenous Chinampa system. The tianguis, open-air markets that are an essential part of Mexican culture, originated during this period. While Mexicans today may consider the tianguis a native tradition, its roots trace back to the Middle East, imported through Spain during the colonial era. Flooding was another major issue during the colonial period. with Mexico City experiencing severe inundations that nearly destroyed the city on several occasions. The geography of Xochimilco, however, played a vital role in the region's resilience. The Chinampas acted as a buffer against such natural disasters, with their sophisticated water management systems mitigating the worst effects of flooding. The role of Porfirio Diaz and modern preservation efforts. The late 19th and early 20th centuries brought further changes to Xochimilco's landscape. The Mexican dictator Porfirio Diaz, known for his extensive modernization efforts, played a surprisingly pivotal role in preserving Xochimilco's natural heritage. At the time, Xochimilco had become a popular destination for Mexico City's elite, who would take leisurely boat rides on the weekends. Recognizing the area's importance to the upper class, Diaz issued a decree to leave Xochimilco untouched, preventing urban development that would have otherwise destroyed the Chinampa system. This accidental preservation effort was crucial in ensuring that Xochimilco survived into the modern era. In 1987, Xochimilco was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. However, this recognition was not primarily driven by international interest, but rather by a push from the Mexican government, which sought to protect Mexico City's downtown as a heritage site. When UNESCO representatives visited, they found the city too filthy for such an honor, and the focus shifted to Xochimilco, whose unique ecological and historical importance met UNESCO's stringent criteria. Despite this recognition, the image of Xochimilco as a cultural and ecological treasure has been overshadowed by its reputation as a tourist spot for trajineras, colorful gondola-like boats, mariachi bands, and festive drinking. This has contributed to the region's current identity crisis, with most Mexicans associating Xochimilco with parties rather than its rich agricultural and ecological legacy. It is this loss of identity that threatens Xochimilco's future, as much of the area's original purpose and historical significance is forgotten. The Chinampa system, an agricultural marvel facing extinction. At its peak, the Chinampa system covered a vast portion of the Valley of Mexico, but today only 3.2% of the original lake system remains. Of Xochimilco's 2,600 hectares, 80% is now abandoned, and much of the remaining 20% is used for purposes that have nothing to do with agriculture. Football fields, event spaces, restaurants, and bars have taken over much of the land, undermining the Chinampa system's potential as a source of food and income. The tragedy of this situation is compounded by the fact that the Chinampa system remains one of the most efficient agricultural systems in the world. Studies show that if the remaining Chinampas were fully operational, they could produce enough food to feed more than 11 million people, nearly the entire population of Mexico City. Yet, the majority of the Chinampas lie abandoned or misused, their potential squandered as the modern city encroaches on what remains of this ancient practice. Maintaining the Chinampas is no easy task, and the process of keeping the floating islands clear of invasive plants is time-consuming and expensive. Weeds, vines, and grasses can quickly overrun the islands if not properly managed, choking the crops and making farming impossible. This constant battle against nature is a stark reminder of the delicate balance required to sustain the Chinampa system, environmental and ecological importance. Xochimilco is more than just a historical or agricultural site. It is a vital ecological region that plays a crucial role in regulating the environment of Mexico City. The lakes and canals of Xochimilco act as natural water regulators, absorbing excess rainwater and preventing floods in the surrounding urban areas. Additionally, the region is a biodiversity hotspot, home to 12% of Mexico's total biodiversity, including rare and endangered species like the axolotl. The Chinampa system itself functions as a natural water filter, helping to maintain the quality of the water in the canals. The interaction between the soil, plants, and water creates a self-sustaining ecosystem that supports a wide range of life. The ajojote trees, which anchor the Chinampas, provide shelter for birds and other wildlife, while the nutrient-rich soil supports diverse plant species. Despite these benefits, Xochimilco's biodiversity is under threat from pollution, invasive species, and urbanization. The canals are increasingly clogged with garbage, and the water quality has declined, making it difficult for the ecosystem to function as it once did. Invasive species, such as non-native fish, compete with native species for resources, further disrupting the balance of the ecosystem. The future of Xochimilco, preservation or extinction? Xochimilco stands at a crossroads. Its rich history and ecological importance are unquestionable, but the region is in danger of being lost forever if action is not taken. The loss of identity, combined with the pressures of urbanization, pollution, and neglect, has left Xochimilco vulnerable. The Chinampa system, once the most efficient agricultural method in the world, is now a shadow of its former self, and the region's biodiversity is at risk. Efforts to preserve Xochimilco are ongoing, but they face significant challenges. Projects like El Buen Campo and Echo in Xochimilco are working to raise awareness of the region's importance and to restore the Chinampas to their former glory. These initiatives aim to engage the local community, promote sustainable agriculture, and educate the public about Xochimilco's historical and environmental significance. However, these efforts will only succeed if there is widespread recognition of Xochimilco's value, not just as a tourist destination, but as a vital part of Mexico's cultural and ecological heritage. If Xochimilco is to survive, it will require a concerted effort from both the government and the public to protect and restore this unique region.